This podcast is suitable for students between the ages of 16 to 25. If you're interested in self-improvement, productivity, study tips, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to the Sweet and Sour Podcast.
My name is Abdumumuni Hikmat. I'm a student just like you. I'm passionate about personal development and productivity. So, if this is your first time listening to this amazing voice, don't make it your last. If not, sweetie, you know how we roll now.
Let me hear you say H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T.
Hi, sweeties. Welcome back to another episode on the Sweet and Sour Podcast. And as usual, I remain your host, H to the I to the Q, to the M to the A and the T. Oh, okay. Seriously, guys, now, I hope you guys have been having an amazing day. Honestly, I have been having an amazing day. And yeah, today's episode, we're going to be talking about examinations. And, you know, there's this trend on people's, like, especially university students, basically, you guys are the ones I talk to. People have been actually finding it hard. Especially with the last exams that a lot of people wrote. I don't know if everybody's in the same semester, but I just kind of, like, found out that, like, the last exam, like, on people's statuses, you know, I saw one, was it a meme that the person put on their status that if they survive this exam this semester, like, they're going to be really happy and, you know, give testimony and that kind of thing, because, you know, it was a really stressful semester probably for everybody. And yeah, it was just really hectic for people. The examinations were hard. Maybe they were hard. Did the universities do, like, think they plan a meeting to make the examinations hard? I can't say, but I don't think so. But then why was it hard for everybody? Well, you know, first of all, let's rate your examination performance. If you were to, like, rate yourself now, like, in the exam that you just wrote, what do you think, like, on a scale of 1 to 10? Don't lie.
So, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I feel like a lot of people pick, like, 5, because, you know, it was really hard for people. You know, I don't know if it's because a lot of people are in their final year or people are just starting out, they don't know how it's done. But anyways, if you're on the 5, I wouldn't say that is bad. I wouldn't say it's good. Exactly, it is 5. It's just there. It's half. But then if you kind of, like, wrote it by yourself, I just want to say kudos to you, because in the system we are today, there's a lot of cheating going around. And so people don't know what they know, honestly, because everybody's cheating. Everybody's taking answers. And obviously, I'm not in any position to judge you, but I'm of the belief that what is right is right and what is wrong is wrong. Whether you're in the worst situation ever and you can justify the action or the means, or you can justify why you're cheating or why you're doing what you're doing, it doesn't still make it right. But I'm not here to tell you that today. So today, let's analyze. Okay, why do you think this exam might have not gone well for you? For me, I think that it would be the case of not probably finish reading before the exam day, you know, not covering everything you wanted to cover before the exam day. And, you know, or probably, you know, you had one thing or the other to attend to, you were sick, you were not in class when they taught it, you did not understand it. You know, a lot of all these things that students face. Now, what can you do? Like, how can you perform better in the next examination? How can you prevent what happened to you, this examination, like, this exam from happening to you? I have, like, few tips on, you know, how you can do that. Because basically, I'm a student as well, like you. If you listen to the intro very well, you know, I'm a student like you. And, you know, I've kind of, like, honed a skill in knowing how to study, in knowing how to read and knowing what works for me. And, you know, not getting to the exam hall unprepared, because I feel like a lot of us go unprepared, or a lot of us, like, bank on cheating and everything. So for you to perform better next time, if you're really ready to or willing to do this with your full chest and everything, here are the things I think you should do better so the next exam doesn't come as a shock. So I don't keep seeing people's statuses and, like, everybody's, like, overwhelmed about the exams they're writing. So number one is, first of all, start early in everything you're doing. You cannot just decide that, okay, it's when it's time for exam, you now start crash reading. Who does that? Like, seriously, like, the school that decided to run, why did they not run the whole course for 1 week and tell you to write an exam? Obviously because it's bulky, obviously because they want you to, like, know what you're doing. Do you get? that kind of thing. So you actually have to be prepared when you're going for an examination, seriously. Because if you want to be, see, a lot of people say school is a scam. I'm telling you, school is not a scam. If it was a scam, people that have money and did not go to school would not put their children in school. That is just the truth. It may not necessarily be the way you make money or anything, but knowledge is valuable. Like, knowledge is very, very, very important. Because when the money goes, as far as you still have that knowledge, you can rise up again. Do you understand? So knowledge is important, irrespective of what kind of knowledge you're learning, whether it's like a business, a skill, you know, you're a student in the university or whatever. So the next thing, and this is like very, very important, but I'll talk, like, I would speak more about it in details in the next episode, is learn how to read, knowing how to read. See, I feel like, okay, let's assume you want to start early. Yes, you're charged up, you're pumped up, like, you just resumed the new semester, and now you're ready to fire and do what I'm saying in this episode. What if you don't know how to read? You're trying to read, but you don't just understand how you know how to read. That's going to be a problem. Because if you don't know how to read, Omo, that's like a very, very tough thing. Because you can like take a piece of this thing. You can start to read your book like you're reading a storybook. But depending on the kind of course you're studying, there's a way you should read, and there's a way you should like kind of like think from your lecturer's point of view. What does he want me to know? What is the essential thing in this? See, regardless of the course you're doing, whether you're doing English, you're doing maths, whatever, you should aim to, even if not be the best, but you should aim to be good. Do you understand? Like, don't settle for less and be like, oh, I'm just coming to this school to blah blah blah. Like, even if you don't think about anybody, someone is actually paying your fees. Even if you're paying it by yourself, you know how hard it is to get money to study, to put into school. Now that like there's a hike in the school fees in every federal university practically, and private universities, they know what they are paying. So you guys, like, I feel like even if you don't want to be like the best, you don't have to be the best, but if you want to be the best, that's fine. But you should aim to be good. Like, you know, when people speak of, okay, you know, they'll be like, oh, this person, he's good. They may not say he's the best, but like the fact that I say he's good, that means you know what you're doing in school, that kind of thing. And eventually, if you know how to read, make sure you listen to that episode. That's like going to be the next episode after this one. You'll be able to like prepare very well for your exams. Now, the third and the final thing I'm going to be saying today is, in this examination fever thing, is take care of yourself very, very, very well. Because if you'd put pressure so much on yourself before the exams, you can eventually fall sick when it's time for the exam, or it's 1 week to the exam, and then now you can't really like do so much that you want to do. But if you had actually like been doing so much in the beginning, that wouldn't affect you much, although it would a little bit. But make sure you take care of yourself and take care of your health, so you don't fall sick during exams, so you're good to go. So like make sure, like, seriously, I feel like students in particular, we tend to not take care of ourselves. Like, you might say that, oh, you're going to ShopRite, you know, you're going to chill. Like, when I say take care of yourself, eat healthy, sleep well, you know, relax when you have to, and do things at the right time. Like, it's going to really, 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 really help you. So on the next episode, as I have said, we're going to be talking about how to read very well, like a pro. Like, how to read your school books, not like novels, because I'm not teaching you how to read novels. So how to basically read your school books very well, and things that I have learned and things that have helped me, you know, become a better student. Because I want you to become a better student. I want you to become productive in whatever you're doing. If you know that you don't want to go to school, then don't waste your parents' money, don't waste your time, do other things. Do you understand? But then if you're already in school, then you might as well be productive about it and be disciplined about it, and, you know, take what you have to take from being in school. Thank you so much. I know this episode was a little bit harsh. Anyways, take what you want to take and take what you don't want to take. Until next time, guys, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Twitter and SourPod. Remember that today is actually a great day to win in every of your goals. Thank you and have a nice day. Bye.